Alright folks, welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span Daily Mind Training. This is your boy Leo Weston, here to drop some knowledge and hopefully, a little bit of positivity into your day. You know that feeling when you're just overwhelmed? Life's got its tentacles wrapped around you, deadlines are looming, and your mind feels like it's running on a hamster wheel? Yeah, I feel you. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can actually help us weather those storms? It's not telekinesis or flying, though wouldn't that be nice? It's something far more powerful. Gratitude. Ever heard the saying, gratitude is the key to happiness? Well, turns out there's a lot more truth to that than just a cheesy Hallmark card. Research has shown that cultivating gratitude can actually have a profound impact on our mental health, helping us manage stress, boost self-esteem, and even improve our relationships. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of gratitude. How it works, why it matters, and most importantly, how you can start weaving it into your daily life to feel like a freaking superhero. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First off, gratitude isn't just about saying, thank you, for the fancy new coffee machine your boss gifted you, although that's cool too. It's about actively shifting your perspective to focus on the good stuff, even the seemingly small things. Think about it this way. We spend so much time focusing on what we lack or what we want, that we often forget to appreciate the abundance already present in our lives. Maybe it's a warm cup of tea on a chilly morning, a hilarious text from a friend, or simply the fact that you woke up feeling healthy and ready to take on the day. Those little things add up, big time. Next, gratitude isn't a one-time event, it's a practice. It's like going to the gym for your mind. You gotta show up consistently to see real results. Try incorporating gratitude into your routine by keeping a daily gratitude journal, writing down 3 things you're thankful for each night before bed. It could be anything, the friendly barista who made your latte extra foamy or the sun shining through your window in the morning. Thirdly, remember that gratitude isn't about denying reality. Life throws curveballs, there are going to be tough times, and it's okay to feel those emotions. But even amidst the challenges, there's always something to be grateful for. Maybe it's the support of loved ones, your resilience in facing adversity, or even the simple act of learning and growing from difficult experiences. Fourthly, sharing gratitude with others can amplify its positive effects. Tell someone you appreciate them, send a thoughtful note, or just offer a genuine compliment. These small acts of kindness not only brighten someone else's day but also create a ripple effect of positivity. Finally, remember that cultivating gratitude is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, and that's okay. Just keep coming back to it, practice consistently, and you'll start noticing the difference. It's like training any muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a college student juggling classes, part-time work, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and constantly behind. One day, during a particularly rough week, her roommate suggests starting a gratitude journal. At first, Sarah's hesitant, seriously? Another thing I had to do? But she gives it a shot, jotting down 3 things she's grateful for each night before bed. Maybe it's the delicious dinner she cooked, the sunny afternoon walk she took with her dog, or even just the fact that she finished all her readings for the week, a small victory, but still. As weeks go by, Sarah notices a shift. She starts to see the good things in her life more clearly, even amidst the chaos. The stress levels start to ease, she feels a renewed sense of energy, and she's even more motivated to tackle her responsibilities. That's the power of gratitude. It can literally change your outlook on life and help you navigate even the most challenging situations with more grace and resilience. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Start cultivating that gratitude muscle today. Remember those 3 things you're grateful for, share them with someone, and watch as your world starts to transform. Take action, write it down, tell someone, or simply think about it. The power is in your hands. And hey, if you find this helpful, spread the love. Share the episode with a friend who might need a little dose of gratitude in their life. Leave a review and let me know what resonates with you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends. And remember, always be grateful for the good stuff, even when it's hidden in plain sight. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.